Japan's ruling party backs crypto ETF law and yen stablecoins. Japan's Liberal Democratic Party handed Finance Minister Satsuki Katayama a financial strategy proposal on June 1, 2026, that asks the government to legalize crypto exchange-traded funds and actively promote yen-denominated stablecoins. The document, reported by CoinDesk and Reuters, frames both moves as a response to a stablecoin market still dominated by dollar-pegged tokens. Katayama is not a peripheral figure here. She oversees the Financial Services Agency, the regulator that would write the rules any ETF or stablecoin framework actually runs on. A proposal landing on her desk from the ruling party is closer to a policy roadmap than a wish list. The ETF asks in plain terms, the LDP wants a legal basis for trading crypto ETFs in Japan. Crypto ETFs would provide investors with easy-to-understand ways of investment, the proposal said, asking the government to treat the product as an official investment vehicle, rather than a tolerated edge case. That language matters because of what came before it. In April 2026, Japan's cabinet approved reclassifying cryptocurrencies as financial products instead of payment tools. An ETF framework is the logical next layer on top of that reclassification. Once crypto is a financial product, wrapping it in a regulated fund stops being a legal contradiction. The party is asking Katayama to build the wrapper. For context, this puts Japan on a path the United States and Hong Kong already walked. Both jurisdictions moved spot crypto ETFs from theory to listed products, and Japan's panel is openly positioning its plan as a way to keep pace rather than lead. Yen stablecoins is a defensive play. The second half of the proposal is the more pointed one. The LDP panel wants the state to promote yen-based stablecoins as an alternative to dollar-dominated tokens, and to push them as a settlement instrument across Asia. LDP lawmaker Junichi Kanda said the government should take concrete steps to expand yen stablecoin use for regional settlement, per Reuters reporting. The concern underneath that ask is scale. The dollar-pegged stablecoin market sits near $315 billion, and almost all of that liquidity references the U.S. dollar. A settlement layer for Asian trade built entirely on dollar tokens leaves Japanese banking and payment systems on someone else's monetary rails. Promoting a yen stablecoin is an attempt to keep some of that settlement flow denominated at home. Japan has already laid groundwork. In May 2026, the FSA introduced rules creating a legal pathway for trust-based foreign stablecoins to enter the domestic market, while clarifying that qualifying stablecoins would not be treated as securities. Earlier yen stablecoin efforts pulled in the country's three largest banks. The June 1st proposal asked the government to turn that scaffolding into an export, with Japan potentially showcasing the ecosystem when it hosts the Asian Development Bank's annual meeting next year. Stakes for spenders and settlement. A yen stablecoin aimed at regional settlement is, at its core, a payments project. Stablecoins are already the asset class most crypto cards lean on for predictable spending, since a token pegged to a currency does not swing 6% in a day the way the majors did this week. BTC traded near $71,180 as of June 1st, down about 3.1% on the day. A reminder of why a stable unit of account is the part of crypto that payment products actually want. The direction of travel mirrors moves elsewhere. The United Kingdom and the United States have both spent 2026 deciding whether deposits or stablecoins win the settlement layer. And Japan is now planting a flag for a yen-denominated answer. For anyone holding or spending stablecoins, the relevant question is, which pegs get regulatory blessing in which markets? Because that determines which tokens compliant card issuers can support. Nothing here is law yet. A ruling party proposal is the start of a legislative process, not the end. And the FSA still has to translate intent into specific rules. But the combination of a crypto reclassification already approved, a foreign stablecoin pathway already published, and a ruling party now asking for ETF legalization is a consistent signal about where Japan wants its crypto market to sit.